unemployment numbers come out later this morning, and that number, if it's really bad, may, here in New York, push the Plexico Burris story off the front page of the tabloids. May, but not likely. There are all kinds of football shenanigans going on here in New York as the Giants attempt to deal with the Plexico Burris accusation that he entered a club illegally with a gun, shot himself in the thigh, and now faces federal gun or New York gun charges. Joining us now is Jeff Beresford Howe, Takeaway contributor, kind of our one-man tailgate party. Jeff's on the line from Oakland, California. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
I want to tee up all the sports for the weekend, but let's begin with these crazy football characters. I thought NFL football was a team sport.
Well, no, it's a sport of a group of individual contractors being paid by an employer and each of them looking out for themselves and the employer looking out for themselves.
I mean, in the Plexico Burris case, I mean, he made a fantastic catch for the Giants that got them, the Super Bowl win. And they certainly got them into the Super Bowl and then made another catch that was key in the Super Bowl. But it just seems like we're seeing the limits of if you pay people this much, it really encourages dreadful behavior.
Well, you know, people lose track of this. The National Football League is a league composed of young men, mostly in their 20s, who have virtually unlimited amounts of money, women, and alcohol thrown at them. The fact that only about 2.5% of the players get arrested in any one year is kind of miraculous if you think about it that way. I mean, I don't know how you would have reacted in your 20s to that kind of attention, but I can't speak for myself on that one.
Well, I walked around for years with a sandwich board saying, I'm looking for unlimited money, women, and alcohol. Nobody ever really responded to that. How does the Giants respond to keeping their focus? Coughlin, as a coach, has been really good at maintaining the sort of team spirit on the Giants.
Focus is great. Having a really, really good wide receiver is better. I mean, the playoffs are so competitive. At some point, the Giants are going to need a big drive, and Manning's going to be looking around for his go-to receiver, and he's not going to be there. It's going to hurt the Giants in a big way, whether it keeps them from repeating as Super Bowl champions. You know, that's why they play the games. But it's crazy to think this isn't very damaging to their chances.
You know, the business model in the NBA, speaking of team sports, seems to be damaging to individual players. The Stephon Marbury story with the Knicks, not to focus exclusively on New York with you, but, Stephon Marbury is a great player, has more left in him, but he's sitting on the bench. And he refuses to play. What's going on there?
I don't know. The ultimate thing you want to say about Stephon Marbury is that wherever he goes, he has trouble. He never fits in. He's always a hassle. Teams cannot wait to get rid of him once they've got him. He's a bad guy.
But let's take a macro view at this. One of our editors here, Jay, our sports expert, says that really Stephon is an example of what's wrong with the NBA, which is because of how much he's paid, it's almost impossible to trade him.
Well, that's true. Whose fault is that? I mean, he didn't, unlike Plexico Burris, he didn't walk into the place with a gun and the Knicks voluntarily signed to the contract. I mean,
but now that they're playing,
to turn down the money?
Well, no, but I think the point is these teams are encouraged now to play these salary cap games, and as a result, the fans get to watch these players sitting on the bench because in the case of the Knicks, they're waiting for LeBron James to be available in 2010, and it's going to be sort of a scrub JV basketball until then for the Knicks.
Well, yeah, the Boston Celtics played that game last year, and look where it got them. Yeah, I mean, it's still all about management. Yeah. The problem isn't the salary cap. The problem is bad management.
Well, speaking of bad management, baseball's winter meetings get underway on Monday down in Florida. What sort of management issues are on the table for baseball? They're looking at a recession.
You know, the last time salaries went down was the 1950s. In the adult lifetime of anyone under 66, every year salaries have gone up. That may change this year.
You're kidding.
Based on the early results of arbitration offers, it looks like teams are actually tightening their belts and thinking about getting away from the salary structure that's dominated baseball in the last few years. It's an extraordinary thing.
What other things are going on in the relation between some of these teams and their fans, the pricing models for tickets that relate to the recession and the new realities?
Well, one of the things teams are doing is that they've gone into the business of scalping their own tickets. And the most creative approach to that was announced this week by the San Francisco Giants. Giants had a terrible year last year. They fired Barry Bonds. Their attendance went down by 360,000 people.
Wow.
So the Giants looked around and they said, where can we get some really good advice on providing a better experience for our customers? Hey, I know. Let's ask the airline industry.
Oh, my God.
So what they're going to do this year is they've introduced variable pricing on their seats. They're using this statistical algorithm they got from these two Yahoos in Texas. And they've set aside some seats, and they're going to charge fans different prices for those same seats depending on demand as the game approaches.
So same-day purchase, like same-day flight ticket purchase, is going to cost you more than if you get, you know, 2 week advance.
The Giants insisted it also could cost you less, and it's possible, I suppose, that that's true, depending on what kind of floor they put on prices. The airlines will not sell you a seat for $50 on the last day.
That's great. And if you stay over on a Saturday, you get a discount, too. That's Dylan, our director, suggested.
I know.
Who would want to see the Giants anyway?
Well, right. What it means is that you get that great experience common to all travelers. You're sitting there watching the game. You're going to ask the guy next to you how much you paid for a ticket, and he's going to say $15, and you just paid $75, and you're going to feel like a chump.
Right. Well, just eat your hot dog and watch the game. Jeff Beresford-Howe, thanks for being with us. We got to go.
Thank you, and good morning.
Jeff Beresford-Howe joined us from Oakland, California. He's our one-man tailgate party talking about sports.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.